Rob, what do you got? You got a big comedy show coming up?
I do. November 4th, this Friday night, 9 p.m.
This Friday?
This Friday.
Yeah. I'm coming to this. Is it Sporties?
Yes, yeah, Sporties on the beach.
On the beach?
North Reddington Beach. We'll have Creative Loafing.
Is Cam Bertrand going to be there?
Yep. Creative Loafing's best up-and-coming comedian, Cam Bertrand. And then Tampa Bay's best comedian, voted by the best of the Bay, Johnny B.
Not me. I didn't vote for him.
I did.
You did?
No, I didn't.
You said Steve Miller was your favorite.
No, Steve Miller is my favorite.
I voted for a juggler.
You did?
Oh, no.
Yeah, so please come out, because if nobody does, I have to pay these guys out of my own pocket, and I can't afford that.
Oh,
so
don't make it sad.
Oh, it's sad. It's
don't
a
make it
I'm
sad.
I'm stressing out. I was driving up and down all the hotels in North Reddington Beach and putting flyers on cars and everything. Oh. So come on out. Do I'm littering.
It's probably going to be dead.
What?
It's probably going to be dead.
That's what I'm expecting.
It's not. No, it's going to be packed.
But you won't come. So
I'll be there.
In spirit.
How are you going to afford $35?
So you got to pay, you would have to pay Johnny B and Cam?
Yes.
So what could that cost you?
Couple hundred.
Each?
All together. But they're doing it as favors for me, so they're doing it at like a discounted price. But even then, a couple hundred bucks is a lot when you live paycheck to paycheck. So hopefully I can get enough people in there to pay those guys out.
Why don't you tell me? I would have staked it.
I went to them with the idea of, hey, you guys keep the door, and I'll just take a small fee, and the rest goes to the comics. And then they said, no, we'll let you keep the door. So we'll see. If people show up, we'll end up making some money for these comics. Otherwise, they go home hungry. Sorry, Johnny.
And Rob. They make cut money for the comics and you.
Yeah.
How many people do we need there so that you can make some money?
4,000.
About 20-ish. Oh, at 20, it? I will be
you
able
should
to
be
that.
Fine.
It's a small room. It's a Friday night. There's a lot of things going on in town.
Like what? Oh,
nothing else is going on.
I got nothing going on Friday.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you're going to come.
No, I'm definitely not coming. And if I came, I wouldn't pay. I can tell you that. No, I'm definitely not coming. I'm just saying I don't even know where Sporties is.
It's on North Reddington Beach. Golf Boulevard, cannot miss it. It's literally the only thing in North Reddington Beach to do.
I'm going to do a comedy show across the street from you.
Oh, do not. Oh, do not do it this Friday at 9 p.m.
I'm going to debut my stand-up comedy right across the street. What's across the street from Sporties? Unsportsmanlike conduct bar. I'm going to be there.
It's a condo, so if you want to sit in the lounge and do it, you can.
Is that so? Wait a second. Now, it's Sporties, what is it? A standalone restaurant or is it inside a hotel?
No, it's a bar and a comedy club, so it's by itself. So you can't miss it. It's the only little bar and comedy club in the entire beaches area.
Ever since you started working here, I found out all these comedy clubs opened up around the Tampa Bay area.
I was very ignorant to the how, I don't want to say vibrant. Is that the right word?
Probably not.
How much?
How vibrant of a comedy scene?
Yeah, just how many comics there are. Like, I had no idea that there were that many funny individuals out there. And
no, there's a difference between comics and funny individuals.
There's
a difference between guys who are out there and making a living or making money telling jokes, and there's guys who just think they're funny.
But if you sit at home and you watch Netflix, you only see the upper tier guys who are professionals. But if you go to a bar, there's a lot of guys that get up there and tell very funny sets for 10 minutes, and they're very, which means they have a lot of promise to go on and do funnier things. Down
like
the road.
Mo?
Very funny.
Yeah, I've seen some. I could list maybe five or six very, very funny guys who I believe within the next 5 or 6 years you won't see around here.
By the way, I saw a promo and I was trying to figure out how to copy it and send it to you. I guess I could have just retweeted it. In fact, Comedy Central put out a thing that Heart of the City, and it's got Cisco and the JB Ball
both
on there. They're sitting around a table, and it's funny because it's a black guy that I don't know his name, but it's Cisco, JB Ball, and then an old lady with gray hair.
Yeah, it's a weird mix up of people. Like, I didn't actually get to watch a show, but it is weird because it's three guys who I would think have more in common than the fourth contestant, because the fourth contestant is our grandma.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand what
it's a game?
No, it's they do stand up and then they sit around and talk, and then I think I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think you're saying contestant. I think it's the people that are on the show.
Right, okay.
You know, this week or whatever. Was it already aired or
yeah, Sunday night it aired.
Oh, okay.
Mike, you've been to Sporties?
Yes, sir.
What'd you see? Who'd you see there?
Oh, nobody. I mean, my parents used to own a bar right down the street from there. It's a tiny little, it's just a divey beach bar. I mean, 20 people, that place will be pretty much packed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's why I need to pretty much sell every seat to pay these guys. So hopefully we get
to like,
that.
Mike, it's like 3 minutes from Daiquiri Shack.
Oh, okay. See, now you're putting it in perspective for me. As long as you have to put it in in perspective of the places that I've been to before. So I could thank you, sir. I appreciate the heads up. Probably be empty as hell on Friday night.
Okay. Well, Rob, that means more reason to come because better seats for you to listen.
Rob, Cam Bertrand, and Johnny B this Friday night at Sporty's on the Beach in Reddington Beach.
And we have other comics on the bill. Jander Gray and Todd Stimmel will be there as well.
Why didn't you mention them earlier?
Well, because
we got to pay them too?
I'm old.
Oh, man.
Don't worry about my.
You need a loan. You let me know.
I do need
a loan.
Do
you know who Sporty's has had there, though? The funniest man alive.
Frankie Paul.
G. David Howard.
Oh, yeah. He's been telling jokes in this town. I know exactly what he looks like.
Oh,
for
wow.
a million years. Yep, I don't even know if he's still alive.
Biting his finger.
He is?
Yeah.
Is he there now?
I don't think. I know that he was just there like a week or two ago and had the whole place packed.
Oh, yeah.
So.
He's a,
the whole place?
He's a beach legend. Dude, there were like 24 people there.
That's more than what I need.
That's four too many.
he's Reddington's own Henny Youngman is who he is. Take my wife. Please. Good luck, Rob. So,
thank you.
You have to pay the other two guys, too?
Yeah.
What does that mean? That's not a confident yes.
I haven't arranged payment for everybody yet. The only two that I've arranged payment for have been Johnny
and Cam because they won awards.
The important ones, yeah.
The award-winning comedians.
By the way, I'd like to point out, Rob, if you Google images Sporty's Comedy Club, you come up twice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like
that. That's pretty
Sporty's
awesome.
Putting you on the map.
Mm-hmm.
And then every other photo of me is doing gay stuff on the radio.
No.
Which is great.
Boy, that rover must have been into some weird stuff, huh?
Yeah.
I heard that they called Hoppy. Did you know about this?
No, I know that Hoppy has some irons in the fire, which I'm excited for.
No. So when the stuff hit the internet about me going to Sirius in December, Douchey and Scooter called Hoppy to try and find out if it was true, I guess to see if they could take over for this show here in Tampa.
Oh, yeah.
Man, they really want to fire you, Rob. They want to come over here and take over.
I'm the
over
one
this.
That got away. What can I say?
Right.
I spread my little wings and I flew.
Yeah, you did.
All now they're like, we'll take over. We'll take over Cal Despot in Tampa just so we can fire out again.
Have you heard about Hoppy's irons in the fire?
Please. I heard Hoppy's going to Woody's show or whatever that is.
There's some big things happening for that kid, and I'm hoping for the best.
Because he's moving away.
He got a callback, and that's a big deal for a guy in radio. To
no,
at least
it's
get
not.
To get the callback
to be the show street guy and all that stuff.
But what's he doing now? He's everybody's show street guy, and he's getting spread too thin. At least now he's just one show's person.
No, he's become as popular as anybody else on this radio station. He's not even an on-air talent.
Which
he
is
should
great.
Stay here. And I don't even care. Galvin's like, let him go. He should stay here and ride that out because he's, first of all, they trust him with the whole station. They let him run the board overnight.
Which is shocking.
It is shocking. They let him run the board. They could easily fire him and fill in a board opposition. And they trust him to do that. They let him do promotions. They put him down as one of their best promotion guys. Yeah, the cruise.
On my side of the argument as to why he should go was that, hey, at least you'll always have a place to come back to.
No. He leaves here, he's gone for life.
Oh, no way. He's not burning this bridge.
Bridge is on fire. Bridge over the River Hoppy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm just saying he ain't coming back here.
I think
he'll try.
At least he left.
Look what happened to Jared when he came back.
Yeah, but he also had like been on every single station here, single show. Jared.
Just like Hoppy.
But he also left on a weird way where he was like, oh, I'm retiring from radio and I'm not going to do it anymore. At least Hoppy.
Those are lies.
And I told Hoppy, I said, Hoppy, go. The second he got the phone call back from them, I said, you need to go to Mike Olivero and let him know, hey, this is what's going on just in case down the pike. I'm not going to leave you high and dry, but I'll definitely give you 2 weeks' notice. At least that shows you, man.
Is it pipe or pike?
Pike.
It's not pike.
Pipe. Coming down the pipe.
I thought it was pike, too.
What's a pike?
I don't know.
Pike.
I thought it was like
We have the White Horse Pike, the Black Horse Pike in New Jersey.
What is that?
The roads. That's our
county
roads.
It might
roads.
Be pike. To me, I always thought it was a bold-faced lie.
The idiom, meaning soon to happen up here, was originally coming down the pike, not coming down the pipe, but both forms are widely used and understood.
All right.
Coming down the pike, the noun pike is short for turnpike. Which is the broad road, sometimes told.
Very Jersey.
It is. What about play it by the
ear? Play it by ear.
Play it by ear.
How? What are you saying? Year?
Ear.
Ear. Okay. I always thought it was play it by ear. For ear. Because that makes sense. Oh, you're playing it by. hey, we'll just see how it goes year by year. Play it by ear.
No, no.
It blew my mind that it was play it by ear.
Play it by ear because you're playing along with something and you just kind of go along with it. So you're going along. Yeah.
Is it kitty corner or catty corner?
All right. Catty wampus.
I fight with a lot of girls because they say kitty corner all the time.
No, it's catty
corner. Like Kelly says kitty corner. Friends say kitty corner. Do you say kitty corner?
Kitty corner.
Yeah,
it's not though.
I always thought it was
hello kitty corner. It's catty corner. Catty wampus.
What's a catty?
Catty wampus. Google it. Talk to Jeeves.
Catty is a guy that carries golf clubs.
Right. Or, so is catty always lives across the street from you?
No, he lives across diagonally.
Kitty corner,
right? Catty wampus from you.
Lives across the street.
Do you know that that's a term, cattywampus?
Is it really?
Yeah, I never heard that the first
what
time.
What is it?
I'll never forget, Doug Beavis said it to me on the air. He goes, it's on the cross street. It's like cattywampus to it, and I almost fell out of my chair. I went, what? It's catty what's to it? He's like, cattywampus. I'm like, I don't know. It's so foreign to me.
The good thing about all this is what we were originally talking about is Hoppy will fit right in L.A.
Yeah.
Oh, is that where it's going to L.A.?
Well, that'll be where the show's based.
So wait a second. So Woody know? Like,
hey,
how does
Johnny Depp?
Yeah, like how does he know Hoppy? And is he?
Hoppy's really good at networking. I think we could agree on that. I mean, he goes to all those morning show boot camps.
Even give him
before
5 times that he does the dead stare to Woody, and he gets fired.
Even before he came here and was working on the radio, he would go as just like a regular person and pay the $500 to go to these morning show boot camps.
His mom would pay
just to get FaceTime with radio guys, and it worked because when they had an opening, he applied for it and they remembered him.
On Thursday, I came in here when Monica was running the board and Hoppy was on the phones, and I walked in to grab my bag to go home, and he walked up to me with that dead stare, very serious, and went, the phones aren't working and I can't get the screener up. What do I do?
He texted me like 5 times asking me. I was like, ask an engineer.
That's what I said. I was like, I don't know, bro. This is an issue that you should probably know the steps to figure it out.
I will say, because you made the comment about his mom paid for it, he has made an effort and he went and got a second job. He's doing concession stands at the Bucks now. So he can more independent. Because he was like, I guess, he had the conversation with Blaine, and I guess he was just like, you know, I'm sick of living off my mom. I want to be independent.
Where that came from? He told me the same exact thing, that he was being around so many successful people on the cruise made him no longer want to sit by and not make any money. So he picked up a job as doing that concession stand, also doing Uber and then the radio, and he's working for some type of job where it's an app and they list manual labor things, and then he'll just go out and do them because he wants to be successful.
Does anybody need me to climb a light pole? Do you need me to move your car? I could just pick it up.
Him going to dinner with me on the cruise helped him out.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Destroyed lives in this room, but it helped him
there.
Out.
Should just, never have been
just
there.
Just think what you'd be doing right now, Rob, if you would have.
Right. Might have motivated you.
For the lightning, I guess.
You'd probably have the $40 to pay Johnny B and the other guy.
Oh, God. Chews with his mouth open, just stares at you.
Oh, that's the best part. Miller was saying the creepiest part of Friday's show wasn't that Hoppy was making out with a girl in front of everybody. It was that Hoppy would make out with the girl and then turn and stare at Mike as if to get approval, like waiting for Mike to get
it. I know. It was grossing me out.
What do you think is going on in his mind when he does that? Because I just imagine he just goes
resetting.
Boring. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he just completely shuts down and he's just like,
it's just.
Reboot. Yeah. He's defragging his brain.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. He would kiss her and then he'd turn around and be like,
that's so
he does that. Remember when we were eating at one of the places that Jimmy Buffett's place.
He does it all the time.
He would just sit there and then he'd stop and stare. And I think Bert was like, dude, you're freaking me out. Yeah. You got to stop staring at me.
I said the same thing to him with the whole cruise. I'm like, Hoppy, you're 2 inches away from my goddamn face. Quit staring at me.
Do you know Bert gave him his phone number?
No way.
Blown away by that. And I did not believe it until Hoppy showed me the text correspondence where he was asking Bert to come on Hoppy Hour. Oh. And I went, holy crap, he actually did give him his phone number. That's incredible.
Bert tried to call the show yesterday, but didn't get through because there was nobody in here to answer the phone.
What time is that at?
Like 9 o'clock. No. He's got his comedy, his Netflix special. What is it on? Showtime.
Showtime special.
Comedy special coming out on the 11th of this month at 10 o'clock. And hopefully everybody tunes to it and watches and supports our friend Bert. It's Bert Kreischer's second hour comedy special on Showtime at 11 o'clock. I'm sorry, 10 o'clock on the 11th of this month.
11, 10 o'clock. Yeah, The Machine.
Yeah, nice. And then he's here the couple of weeks after that, right? In December?
December 1st through the 3rd at the Tampa Improv.
That'll be fun. That'll be a good weekend.
Yeah.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.